time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Robbie Jensen. He is the Director of Aging for Carbon and Emery Counties. We're going to discuss the changes that have happened, not necessarily have happened for the senior citizen centers, and what you can expect as far as meals and that kind of thing goes out there. Robbie, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
No, I always appreciate the opportunity. Thank you, Dave.
Anytime. Now, let's get to talking. Most restaurants and things like that were able to open up May 1st. You guys really cannot. Can you?
Correct. We cannot. Part of the reason is our population that we serve is the senior population, so those that are 60 and older, and they are still considered high risk. So they're still in that red zone that we just merged out of into the orange or the moderate. So we are still considered high risk, and so we're not allowed to open with the regulations that are in place now.
And you guys are just kind of taking your cues from the state health department and all of that, correct?
Correct, we are. And so we still follow the same guidelines that they have in place as far as meal preparation, taking temperatures of employees and making sure that no one is sick that is working with the food. But we have still have our doors locked, so no in-center dining. We're still just doing the curbside delivery as well as the home-delivered meals for seniors in the counties.
Okay, and it still goes to the same way. If you were on curbside delivery, you're automatically getting Meals on Wheels, correct?
Correct. So those that were coming into the center on the buses, we just automatically placed them on Meals on Wheels. And we're happy to put anyone on Meals on Wheels that is 60 and older that feel uncomfortable going out into the community. So kind of are changing a little bit the ways that we have been doing our assessments to allow those that are uncomfortable going out into the community to receive home-delivered meals as well on a limited basis.
Okay, and also, if you went there every day to get your lunches and stuff, you can still go there, correct?
Correct, yep. We love to see the seniors, even if it's only for 30 seconds at a time. It lets us know that they're still there, they're still healthy, still happy, and we always love to see our seniors.
Okay, so if someone would like to get placed on the list as far as Meals on Wheels, who do they contact?
They would contact Tammy Ellis here at the Senior Center. The center number is 636-3202. Her extension is 451. So if they just gave her a call at the center, she would give them a call back and make sure that we are able to get meals out to them.
Okay. And what are the days? And because I know some places you have different days of which you do this.
Correct. So here in Carbon County, we are open Monday through Thursday, 11:45 to 12:45 is when we are doing the curbside meals here at the centers. Home-delivered meals, those go out anywhere between 10 and 2, depending upon where they would fall in the route. But that, again, that's Monday through Thursday in Carbon County. In Emery Counties, Monday and Tuesdays are when the meals are available curbside. Mondays for Farron, Emery, and Huntington Senior Centers. Castledale is Tuesday, and then Green River has its own schedule Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay. And you guys, once again, you just kind of with this, it seems like an overused terminology right now, but this is such a fluid situation that it could change at any moment.
It really is. We've never been in this situation before, and so it makes it a little tough to make long-term decisions on things that are going on. So we have no set date right now on when we will be opening, nothing even in the timeline. So when we figure out when we will be opening, we will let everyone know. But again, we get updates at least every 2 weeks, every month or so, letting us know what the new order is going to look like.
What the new normal will be.
Right.
Okay. So once again, if you have any questions or anything like that, you can call the Senior Citizen Center at 636-3202, correct?
Correct. And that's the Price Senior Center. And I don't have all of the numbers for the Emory County centers in front of me, but if you're interested in getting on Meals on Wheels in Emory County, just call the senior center that serves your community.
Okay. Very simple. Robbie Jensen with the Carbon and Emory Department for the Aging. Appreciate it. Thank you for taking out the time to keep us informed and let people know what's going on.
Dave, I always appreciate it. Thank you so very much for allowing me to get this information to our seniors.
Thank you, sir. You have a great day.
You as well.
For more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, go to castlecountryradio.com.